Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
BYD is making a big splash at this year's Detroit Auto Show. The Chinese car company is showcasing its plug-in electric hybrid that it sells domestically in China. BYD, which stands for Build Your Dream, hopes to soon sell the cars in Europe and the United States where you still can't buy a plug-in hybrid. Here to give us an update on electric and plug-in hybrid cars is Paul Scott. He's a board member of Plug-in America, a nonprofit group that's keeping the electric car dream alive in the United States. Welcome to the show, Paul Scott.
Thank you very much.
There are many people who are waiting to buy an all-electric or plug-in hybrid car here in the United States. So if you're in China today, you can get a BYD, you can get a plug-in hybrid, but we won't get them here in the United States for what, another year or two? Why all the delay?
Yeah, a lot of it has to do with the car makers passed laws years ago to make it difficult for foreign companies to come into the United States. It's good in that the cars sold in the United States are very, very safe, but it does present a barrier to coming in and selling here. So the BYD people are selling their vehicle in China right now, but in order to pass all of our regulations, they're going to have to rebuild it a little bit, make it stronger and so forth, so it can withstand the crash testing.
Over this next few years, we have the price range of what, $22,000 that the Chinese BYD is being sold for. The Chevy Volt is apparently going to go for $40,000 when it hits the market. And of course, there's the Tesla at $100,000. What prices do you expect from the other manufacturers working on electric cars?
It'll range. For pure electric cars, for instance, a city car, which is a small, maybe a smart-sized car, a pure battery electric version of that with a 100-mile range, should sell for, you know, around $25,000 or $30,000. That's a very reasonable price when you consider the cost of operation is very, very low. You have no tune-ups, no maintenance whatsoever on these vehicles, and the price of electricity nationally is about 10.4 cents per kilowatt hour. So that's equivalent to buying gas at about 75 or 80 cents a gallon.
By the way, Paul, just a little primer for us on the power for these electric vehicles. How will the average person be able to recharge their cars, and what capacity do we have to recharge cars here in America?
Well, the capacity is pretty substantial. We have to build electric load capacity to meet peak loads during the day. And so there's all this excess capacity at night that goes unused. And there's enough there to recharge 73% of the American fleet, which is something north of 180 million vehicles. And that we could do today without adding any capacity to the grid.
So what other countries and companies are you keeping your eye on? Who do you think will really be able to deliver plug-in hybrids over the next year or two? And how soon will we get all electric cars, and from where?
I would say Toyota is certainly the one to watch on the plug-in hybrid side, along with the Chevy Volt from GM. There are others, certainly Mitsubishi, Nissan, and Volvo. A lot of the German car makers are starting to get into plug-in hybrids as well. Volkswagen, certainly. So I think you're going to see a whole lot of them in 2 to 3 years. But in the next year, probably no plug-in hybrids in the U.S. I think it's going to be at least 2 years before we see them here.
And now what about all electric cars? How soon will we see those here in the U.S.?
A bit sooner, because they're a simpler car to make.
Really?
There's no joining up an internal combustion engine and trying to make all that work together. You put a motor, a controller, and batteries in a car, and it goes. We had battery electric cars back in 1890. So, you know, a person born before the Civil War could have driven a battery electric car. And so you're going to have those, I think, on the market within 12 months and possibly much sooner than that.
Is there in existence anywhere an EV1 that escaped the crusher?
Yes, there is. The story is, and I've got this on pretty good authority, a woman was told to bring her car into the dealership. She did so, went in and was told, oh, our records show we already have this car. So she got back in and drove away. And that car is in Southern California, from what I understand. I don't know who it is. I honestly don't. But I wish them well, because that's a million-dollar vehicle at this point.
Paul Scott is a member of the board of directors of Plug-in America and a driver of an all-electric car and an all-electric motorcycle. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Just ahead, America's conservation philanthropists. Put your money on Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment, and from Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.